Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we've been sharing on the importance of considering looking at ourselves as God looks at us. Proverbs 23:7 says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Romans 12:3 tells us that we're not to think of ourselves more than we ought. Pride goes before a fall, but we certainly shouldn't think less of ourselves than what God thinks about us, how He looks at us. He counted us so valuable that He was willing to send. The Father did. He sacrificed, and not to mention the incredible suffering that Jesus paid for our, out of love, out of His love for us, to bring you back into fellowship with the Father. How great is that love, beloved? We haven't plumbed the depths of God's great love for us. We can try to grasp at it. We're like little ants or gnats trying to grasp the vastness of the universe, because there's no limit to our God. He's so great, He's so large, He's so huge that we can, as limited, finite beings, we can only see in part and grasp in part. But a day is coming, beloved, when we will see Him face to face. We will behold His glory. What amazing, marvelous moment that's going to be, beloved. Of it. Can you hardly wait? One day we're going to see Jesus. Praise God. He's coming back to this earth. Hallelujah. And if we go on before, if we by death pass into that immortal life with Him, praise God, we'll be with Him, we'll know joy complete. But if not, then we'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and receive our glorified bodies, just as the dead do. They'll be changed, raised, incorruptible as we, and we shall all to be together forever worshiping the Lord. Beloved, is that an exciting prospect? That is something to get excited about. The scripture tells us, encourage one another with these words. Hey, whatever you're going through right now, brother, sister, it ain't nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in you. My goodness, yes, and I'm not making light. There's times it was all I could do to put one foot and step in front of the other. I know what it is to hurt, not just for a few minutes, but it's seemingly even going through years of great trial and difficulty and sorrow. But beloved, there's seasons. God has a reason, a purpose for everything you're going through. And if allow the Holy Spirit to deal with you, if there is any sin in your life, repent of it. Let Him quicken areas that are not right. Repent and change. Rely on His grace, and He will help you to move on into a new place in Him. But if you're doing everything you know to do, if you can examine your heart and conscience, and there's nothing that condemn you, then you know that you'll be able to go to Him. This is the confidence we have, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And if He hears us, we shall have the petitions we have desired of Him. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily the Lord hath heard me. Praise God. Be encouraged today, beloved. Especially this week, I've been focusing on getting you to think about yourselves as God thinks about you. And there's a dynamic, and that is to think, speak, and act according to the Word of God. Three words: think, speak, and act. Why? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. And we're to speak out of, you know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so we have to understand that what we say, because we are like God and we are in His image. Why is that so important? Well, Remember, God spoke the worlds into existence. Jesus, the living word, spoke, and it was so. So if we're in his image, we have the power to declare, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established, the word says in Job. What we say is extremely important. We're not to curse, but we're to bless. We are to be agents of God's blessing and favor in this earth, that we can demonstrate as ambassadors how great our God is, how loving he truly is. That we need to present the correct picture. And then, if we will think correctly, if we'll speak correctly, then it follows necessarily that we will then begin to act correctly. When we speak about ourselves, our lives, and who Jesus is in our lives, there will be, beloved, will blossom forth with a new peace, a new joy, a new happiness, a new Christ-like confession. We will be secure. And not only that, stable as never before. What did James say? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We can't say, well, praise God, I'm a child of God, and the next day think we're the most derelict worm that ever crawled the face of the earth. And of course, if we listen to our emotions, that's what the devil try to work on. But we, it's our spirit man that should guide and rule our actions, our thoughts, not how we feel, because that's subject to change just as the wind blows one direction and changes in a moment of time. We have to allow our spirit man to be based and to do everything we do on based on the Word of God. And if we do that, a look of defeat, a position of discouragement will be turned into a look of one who has dominion in every situation and who has authority and power over every life condition. When we begin to think and meditate on the teachings of Jesus and we become aware of all the promises God has given to us, our lives, beloved, will be transformed. That's why the Lord told Joshua, meditate day and night on the Word of God. So many people, and I'm speaking of, out in the world, they want to be rich as far as the world system is concerned. And, you know, Jesus says you can't serve God and mammon. Two forces, the Lord or mammon, the god of this world. And for so many, they exhaust themselves in every thought and physical effort they devote to the goal of becoming rich or having influence or power. And when a person works for years, even a lifetime, and fails to achieve the riches that he had been desiring and hoping for, he feels crushed, especially men do. They would feel like a failure. But let me share with you that being rich, being wealthy, is more than just having plenty of money or houses or lands. Beloved, in Christ, there are riches greater than that of the wealth of kings, of treasure houses, of all the gold and silver in the world. In fact, beloved, we are kings and priests. Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says, unto him that hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him, hallelujah, hallelujah, be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen. So be it. Beloved, a king is not a beggar. A priest is not a stable hand. You and I, beloved, are sons and daughters of God, and we're to consider, really think about the position that God has provided for us. Being rich, being wealthy is not just about having money. When I talk about prosperity, it's not just material things, but by this term I'm using, being rich is much greater than that. Being rich in Christ is abiding in him and having his words abide in you so you can abound unto every good work. That's what God has for us, beloved. How many Christians have little joy, no peace of mind, no victory in their souls? And it's just a simple fact, without spiritual victory, we can hope to have success in any other areas of our lives. What did John say? Beloved, I wish above all things. You know, think about that. That's a pretty wild statement. The thing that he wanted more than anything, huh? Think about that, was that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. He was talking about a dynamic that, first of all, he wants you to be in health, to prosper circumstantially, materially, as your soul prospers. Those other two areas were dependent on the spiritual wealth, the spiritual health, the spiritual condition of a person's life. And beloved, it's, you know, when you really think about it, the world makes things so complicated. Have any of you gotten ever frustrated? I mean, even just opening a pack, you try opening a package of ink. I mean, you think it was made of solid gold. So many things, and that was done years ago. I can remember, I grew up in a time where they didn't put those seals, you know, it's only when people started putting poisons and stuff. There was a time when life was simple. Now everything is so complicated. I have a smart television, it's smarter than I am. I don't have a smartphone. I've got an old-fashioned flip cell phone. What, you know, it used to be when I upgraded my stove and Tracy before I moved. I'm telling you, we just had to turn it on, put the temperature, and praise God, that's all you had to do. And then when I replaced it with just, you know, the only thing I could to fit the place, it wasn't a fancy stove, but you had to program it. You had to read the instructions, know how to use it. Beloved, life is so complicated, and I thank God that the more you understand the ways of the Lord, God's way is really simple. You don't have to have 175 IQ to understand the things of God. A fool will not err in the way. A child can receive the truths of God's word. Aren't you glad for that? We don't have to be spiritually or intellectually superior, but God makes the things simple. And so if we will just seek God first and his kingdom, all these other things will be added to us. How's that? Can we make that any simpler? I don't think so. Jesus had a way of just cutting to the bone. He just made it as simple as, he just said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, spirit. If you do that, love your neighbor as yourself, then you fulfilled all the law, all the prophets are contained and summed up in that. Well, having said that, let me simply bring this broadcast to a close. My time is coming to a conclusion, and I close, however, with an invitation. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. It's one of my sacred privileges to stand as an intercessor and partner in prayer with God's people. And so I invite you to write, and I will earnestly, every letter that, whether or not you send an offering, doesn't matter, but you know, God knows the needs of ministry, and even though I, in my letters, on my broadcasts, I don't emphasize finances at all, I have walked in faith for years that God will provide the finances, and he has for now going on 51 years, so praise God. And so let's just bless the Lord in all that you do today, believe God for some great things, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.